This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump called on the United Nations to, quote, hold China accountable for their actions in a speech to the world body's General Assembly on Tuesday. In a pre-recorded speech from the White House, Mr. Trump blamed the Chinese government for the global spread of COVID-19, which has now infected 31 million people worldwide and killed more than 967,000. The U.S. death toll has now topped 200,000. Mr. Trump said in the earliest days of the virus, China locked down travel domestically while allowing flights to leave China and infect the world. Mr. Trump said the Chinese government and the World Health Organization, which is virtually controlled by China, he said, falsely declared there was no evidence of human-to-human transmission. Mr. Trump has cut U.S. funding from the United States to the WHO. In his recorded remarks, Chinese President Xi Jinping said any attempt to politicize the pandemic should be rejected and WHO should be given a leading role in the international response to the coronavirus. The United States on Tuesday recorded its 200,000th coronavirus death, a world-leading figure that health experts say could continue to increase by tens of thousands in the coming months. The growing death toll has far surpassed the earliest estimates of the carnage left by the pandemic. It's a figure that is nearly double the total of U.S. military casualties in all wars fought since the end of World War II. Health analysts at the University of Washington say the number of deaths could reach 410,000 by the end of the year. The U.S. has the highest death toll among all nations, but some countries in Europe and Latin America have more deaths per capita. This is VOA News. The woman accused of sending a ricin-laced letter to U.S. President Donald Trump was formally charged on Tuesday with threatening the President of the United States. At a court in Buffalo, New York, Pascal Ferrier requested a court-appointed attorney. U.S. Magistrate Judge Kenneth Schroeder entered a not guilty plea on her behalf. According to an FBI affidavit, a note in the ricin-laced letter to President Trump read, "I found a new name for you, the ugly tyrant clown. I hope you like it." The affidavit said investigators found six additional letters sent to Texas in mid-September to people staffing detention centers where Ferrier was held in 2019 after an arrest for weapons possession. She's deemed to be a flight risk and will be held in detention until a special hearing September 29th. Ricin, a poison found naturally in castor beans, is deadly, with as little as 500 micrograms being lethal. There's no antidote. Saudi Arabia will gradually resume the year-round Umrah pilgrimage from October 4th. The Interior Ministry said on Tuesday it was suspended in March because of the coronavirus pandemic. In the first stage, the Saudi Arabian Interior Ministry said 6,000 citizens and residents within the kingdom will be allowed to perform the Umrah per day. And that was in a statement published by the official Saudi press agency. Visitors from outside the kingdom will be permitted to start performing the Umrah from November 1st, when the Umrah's capacity will be raised to 20,000 pilgrims per day. China's Ministry of Commerce has released a long-awaited provision on its unreliable entity list in a move seen as a countermeasure to similar actions taken by Washington. The document laid out consequences for a foreign entity that is deemed to be a danger to, quote, national sovereignty, security, or development interests of China. Companies that are on the list could be banned from trade and investing in China. They could face hefty fines or entry restrictions on their employees. China's Ministry of Commerce had promised to draw up an unreliable entity list in May 2019, shortly after U.S. President Donald Trump announced adding Chinese telecommunications firm Huawei to a U.S. blacklist. The ministry rolled out the details more than 16 months after that announcement, but only one day after the U.S. Commerce Department announced its ban on American users downloading the Chinese app WeChat and video sharing app TikTok. The COVID-19 pandemic has altered another American tradition, Halloween trick-or-treating. According to guidelines released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, trick-or-treating is a higher-risk activity and should be avoided. This is Marissa Melton, VOA News.